Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. Today, I've got a longtime friend, someone I've known for many, many years. And he's not only a great chiropractor, but a really cool dude. And I'm excited to have you actually back on the show, Dr. Jeremy Brook. So welcome again, man, my man.
Yes. Thanks for that great intro.
I don't know. There's a bigger intro coming right now. I want to let the people know who you are and what you're about. But when were you last on the show?
It was about 2 years ago. I think it was right before I had my second boy.
Okay, good.
That's about two years.
Or two and a half years ago. I don't know.
Something like that.
We'll look afterwards and we'll let everybody know. But let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Jeremy if you don't know him. Dr. Jeremy is a 2000 graduate of Palmer West. He actually just told me that I spoke at his commencement. I was your commencement address speaker.
And you were.
I don't remember who was in the audience, but I remember that day very, very well. After graduation from San Jose, he moved down to Santa Monica and opened up his first practice. He's been there ever since, different iterations of where the practice is, but he's got a phenomenal practice. He's a technique, kind of a guru in technique, taught for about 5 or 6 years with MLS, with Arnaud Brunier, who I know is one of his mentors, then started his own program called the Yoga of Chiropractic. And he is very much into yoga, and he can bring that into the art of chiropractic, which is really cool on postural levels and adjusting and what he's doing. He's got something called Spine Checker University, which we'll have down below that you can check out. Has a wonderful, wonderful wife who's a chiropractor, and they've produced two phenomenal children, a four-year-old and a two-year-old, Jacob and Benjamin Stone, and they are just yeah, he's got it going, man. You got the you got the harmony kind of happening now, with children, 2 and 4 year old boys, especially, and then, all the other things that you're doing and your practice and teaching and everything else. So that was your introduction, my man.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. Right now there's a lot of, like, as far as balance goes, there's a lot of yang, a lot of yang. And the yin is, I'm trying to find the yin. So this is part of my yin, this conversation.
The elusive yin, right? Where I had a ton of yin, and I was always looking for the yang, right?
There you go.
I was on the golf course so much, right? With my whole time with my cigar, just being there. Hey, Jeremy, do me a favor. Just share with us how chiropractic found you. Because, we know that chiropractic finds us, right? So share with us that of how that happened.
Yeah, it's a wild kind of like origin story. My dad hurt his neck. And when we moved from New York to California, we found a chiropractor who took care of like families. So off we went to the chiro. Dr. Paul Weber, he came from the Henri Gillet motion palpation lineage. And he was just like a martial artist, would come in and just deliver just some amazing adjustments. So I'm 8 years old and people would ask, like, what do you want to do when you get older? And I said, I just want to be a chiropractor. So my story kicked off at the age of 8. I don't know. That's whatever was going through my head. I thought that was the way to go. And it was a beautiful It propelled me into the right direction.
Yeah, you never got off the path, obviously, right?
No, I'm still on it.
I love it. I know. It's so cool, man. I mean, that's 42 years of being on the path,
good point.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. In fact, that's beautiful, man. I tell you. And it really goes to show that, we never know how, powerful what we say today, you know, the old BJ quote, you know, how, you know, can affect the lives of millions tomorrow, you know, what we think, say, or do today. And,
huge.
And, you know, that chiropractor, I hope he knows you're a chiropractor now.
Oh, yeah. 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 I actually ended up working for him. He guided me towards, he was trying to get me to go to Palmer Davenport. He's like, you got to go get the philosophy. And I said, look, I'm an LA guy. Those winters in Davenport are going to be gnarly for me. So I said, let me take a look at the schools in California. And, you know, at the time, Palmer West had like a great sports chiropractic program. I was into like, you know, thought I'd be more of like a sports based chiropractor. And off to Palmer West I went, ended up hooking up with Dr. Mindy Pels. And that's how I hooked up with you. And that kind of definitely shifted the path from like sports chiropractic into more of like the holistic subluxation based vitalistic universe.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. And, you know, I'll tell you what's so cool. And you know, I've been to your office and there is a vibe in your office that's, the way I can explain it, it's like you took chiropractic and took the chiropractic model or the triune of life or the, you know, the physical, chemical, and emotional, and you put it into your practice. You know, where, you know, and I think you describe it probably what more of what that like, would it be physical and energy or energetic, right? You know, and emotional and it's just so palpable, man. Just talk about this, man. Cause it's like, you know, you feel it when you walk in. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of hits you, you know, as compared to walking in an office that are really nice and they're beautiful and they do great things, but man, go in yours and it's kind of like somebody just hits you in the chest, you know?
I wanted the space to be impactful. Like I wanted it when a person walks in the door, they go, holy shit. Like where am I? Hopefully you can beep that out, but if we can throw a little, but I did want the holy shit. I wanted the wow, like, oh my God, this is nothing like any chiropractic center out there. And it wasn't like I did it for the wow, but I did it so that when people walked into the space, they're feeling like alignment, connection, energy, everything that we're about. And of course, we wanted the vibe and to create the set and the setting in a specific way to, you know, not to be like a sterile environment, like a white kind of clinic, or it's not like you're sick and you're suffering type of space. This is like, you're coming in, we're trying to take you to the next level. So the artwork, we've even updated our artwork as recently this year with even more Alex Gray poster, not even posters, canvases, like giant museum sized pieces. So you come in, you see the pieces, we have a biocharger in our space, which is like a frequency generator that we use for breath work and guided meditations. And then the space is just pumping. It's moving. Everybody's moving. As soon as you walk in, everybody's moving, doing their post-adjustment corrective movement sequences. And, you know, the music is on point. The lighting is on point. May not look fantastic right now, but they're full spectrum lighting. So we're not getting blasted by nasty artificial blue lights.
It's incredible because it you feel it, you know, and I think that, you know, I mean, we all know that, you know, people come to chiropractic because, you know, obviously they know innately what chiropractic does for them. People have these major miracles, we know. People have all kinds of revelations, you know, when they start getting their nervous system, you know, tuned up and they're themselves in alignment, you know, with themselves. And yet, you know, you often wonder sometimes, at least for me, I'd ask somebody, I'd walk in the room, say, hey, Alice, how long have you been coming in? And she'd go, let me think, doc, 34 years. And I go, well, what got you to come in the first place? I had migraines or whatever, you know, whatever it was, you know, and it, you know, I just want to say, well, what, and I do say this, why do you still come? And the answer is because I feel more connected. I feel more alive. I couldn't see my life without chiropractic, you know, so we know that's why people end up coming, whether they know it, they can express it verbally or not, the ones who come from, but in your office, man, that feeling, seriously,
Yeah.
it's like walking into, like,
It's
I can
emotional.
feel the energy. It's just,
Yeah, it's emotional.
it's incredible. It's
Yeah.
incredible. So tell me this. You talk about the energetic, obviously there has to be things that happen on the other side too, right? It's not
Are we
all
talking on
roses.
the, say that one more time?
Obviously, there must be things happening on the other side also. We can walk in and we could talk about what the patient experiences, but your team has to be dealing with a lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
And you're in LA, man. So I don't think everyone walking in 3 feet off the ground. There's people probably walking in that are like, I got to get out of here. I got this, I got that, the LA vibe, whatever it is. You
Sure.
know, how does your how'd you build your team up and to and create this space that you got?
For sure. Yeah, it's funny when you said the other side, I was like, all right, when we talk about the other side, are we going into the abstract, the sublime? But okay, now we're talking about like the team.
Behind
So
the scenes,
behind the
behind the,
scenes, that makes sense. You can tell where my mind is at.
yeah.
Yeah, so like the team that we've like assembled is like one of the best teams that I've had in years. And we actually had like a situation about a week ago where one of the team members, the general's up at the front desk, he's just kind of having an uncharacteristically funky, awkward day. And there were just a couple things that were just not part of our like brand. We just weren't flowing right. And I brought it up to the team. And then the next day, like one other person I kind of like, who's our movement specialist, I was like, yo, you're not in the we're not in alignment. Long story short, I had to say apologies to you. I think I attacked your nervous system, maybe infiltrated your nervous system a little bit stronger than I had intended to. That was mostly for the other person at the front desk, but nevertheless, they heard where I was coming from, and I said, "Listen, people are coming into our space." Every person that's coming into our space, we have to make sure, like, our goal, our vision, our mission is to make sure that their nervous system is respected, is honored, and is like shifted into like a parasympathetic growth, evolutionary type of state. And everybody was on board, everybody made like that subtle little shift. And it was just such a beautiful thing that. They know what what their job is, and it's not just to kind of like answer the phone and schedule people and collect money and do the insurance verification, which they do like Jedis. I mean, and that's also a blessing to have people who get the job done on the technical level, but from like a heart-centered level where they're focused on receiving the person, kind of like gauging where that person's at and making sure that as a team, as a whole, as a center, that they leave the space with a nervous system that's in like a healing, open state. And it was just such a beautiful situation that just reaffirmed that we're all on the same page. So yeah, we focus on that strongly.
So focusing on that with your team, what's the educational process with your patients?
The educational process, well, they've got to know, they already know what the adjustment's all about, you know. So they got to know like what's overall what our main offering is, the chiropractic adjustment. We're not doing therapy, and we're not doing kind of we don't do massage in the space, and we're not a yoga studio. We're a chiropractic center, a human performance enhancement center, a movement and alignment school of a vitalistic space, if you will. But they know like my job is to put the force into the person to get them activated. And then of course to give them the comfort from like a business standpoint that we got it all dialed in. We've got your back. We're efficient, we're organized. And again, being in Los Angeles, people have, I think, a different temperament. You know, they do want it fast, but they're respectful, and they're you know,
It's not New
they
York
show
City. I
it.
get it,
Yeah,
but
it's not
I
New
get
York City.
it's a, yeah, it's a different vibe than New York City. But you know, when you look at LA, And I don't want to be, it could be any city, to be honest with you, because this day, doesn't matter what city you're in, everyone's still being, we're all being bombarded by the same stuff, right? I mean, you know, and most of it's it's internet and it's whatever else it is. And then how it affects our nervous system doesn't really matter where you are. But if I was to ask you, what is it that you want your people to walk out with? Like, what is your messaging, you know, common denominator that you want them to walk out with? What would you say?
So I guess like when the conversation these days is starting to become a little bit more sophisticated, because I find the people that are coming to the Life Center, they're not like, you're just like, I'm here because I've got a kink in my neck or I've got sciatica. They're a bit more sophisticated. They're already dialed into kind of like a functional fitness. Their movement's on point, their nutrition's on point, and they recognize like, hey, chiropractic is this special discipline that's going to help me. Like, people come in right now, like, I need to optimize my proprioception and my balance and stuff like that. I'm like, you're speaking my language. So I'm having fun with the conversation and the communication with people. And, you know, we kind of been talking about chiropractic and subluxation and the nervous system being the integrating master of all of the systems in the body. And a subluxation puts pressure on the nervous system. And recently, I think it was May 2nd in the Journal of Nature, they just discovered a switch in the brainstem that receives information from the vagus nerve that controls and modulates inflammation. So yeah, I'm kind of like in this conversation of like keeping the conversation simple and then trying and then expanding it. It's like, yeah, you have like a bone that's out of place, that's not sitting right, that's creating an occlusion, a blockage, a restriction, that's creating like this piezoelectric effect, Davis's law, Wolf's law, if you will, that's then creating a neurological effect. And then for some people who are coming in, like, I want to get my Kundalini activated. And I'm like, well, that can then potentially affect your subtle energy systems, your nadis, your meridians, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm having fun. But what I want people to leave the space with simply is this is like a neurospinal approach to optimizing your vitality and minimizing suffering.
Yeah. I love
period.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. And everything in between. You were on the road. I know you were on the road all the time teaching, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know that things might have calmed a little bit down after your second, you know, kid was born, you know, after Benjamin Big Stone time. Was born. Yeah. And then it's just going to pick back up again. What did you find? Like, what were some of the things that you were just kind of like, what, or just amazingly misunderstood or whatever it is, you know, during your teachings, when you would go out and start teaching technique, right? What were the off crazy stuff, you know?
I'm gonna have to just like receive that. Well, I would think, first of all, like when I started teaching it, like the chiropractic adjusting movement was like, boof. And I mean, right now it's still kind of like exploding to the point where I've like taken a step back and just kind of like checking out what, you know, who's doing what. I mean, sometimes you see like students, they've been out like 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, they're actually still in school doing adjusting seminars. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I liked being out like a decade or, you know, at minimum, you know, like old school style.
Yeah.
But I really didn't see too many crazy things. I saw students coming to the seminars, showing up, wanted to put in the work. They were like maybe one or two like outliers who were just about like wanting to just smash.
But if I was to ask you, know, let's just say you're a golf coach.
Yeah.
And you do a clinic, right? And anyone can come. They could have done had different teachers teach them, whatever, da 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 da. There's some common denominators that as a golf coach, they would say, yeah, everyone just tends to like sit back too far or whatever it is, you know. I would think that in our profession, right? Because, you know, after being in it for just a little bit, you know, I watch what happens to people, right? Their bodies. chiropractors, after 35, 40 years, 45 years, and I would think that probably the number one thing for us is our posture when we're adjusting, right? Besides outside adjusting, but when we're adjusting, and it's kind of like, if I was to ask you, what would be the, the key things that you see, like what is it?
Right. Yeah, I think from like a postural standpoint, it seems like the chiropractic student seems to be a little bit more athletic these days. And
What about the 20-year-old in practice or the 25-year-old in practice?
So I'm trying to say it's like it might have more to do with like a coordination. When I was in a chiropractic school, there's one of our technique instructors. He was in the clinic, great guy. He blew out his shoulder and like tore, reconstructive everything. And he kind of like said something to me like, make sure when you're doing your side posture that you don't do this giant thing. And thankfully for social media, you get to like take a peek at a lot of people's different techniques. They might have like 1 bazillion likes, and selfishly, I wish I had more, half of their likes. But I would just say like maybe some of their technique from just like not positioning it properly. I heard it was Dr. Scott blowing out his shoulder. I said, all right, I'm going to take a mental note, and I'm going to make sure when I'm doing side posture, I'm always going to kind of like keep my shoulder in and not do the kind of like internal rotation with a thrust. But yeah, I don't know. Like we drilled fundamentals so hard in our seminars. It was almost like challenging for me to see where somebody was off because of, before you get into the put yourself into the space where you're about to deliver the thrust, you have to become, the pose. You have to become that vessel. So I'm not giving you like the best answer, but maybe it's just like other people who aren't training aren't looking at themselves like they're a human animal when they're adjusting, or like a martial artist or a yogi, or
Well, the
so.
question is this. I mean, the question is,
I
are they
keep
in
leaving
training?
you.
The question is, are they in training? And I really mean that. I mean,
Yes.
people just kind of do their same habits that they do all the time, and they, unless someone comes along and can kind of say, hey, you know what?
Right.
If you want to save yourself and be able to adjust for the next 20 years, it might be a good recommendation to do this, right? Unfortunately, we don't have that a lot because we don't have, it's not like you're going golfing and you're with, and if you go alone, you're with three different, every week, you're with three different people every week, usually, that can say, hey, do you, you can always say to someone, hey, just so you know, are you aware that this is what's going on? No, but I don't know if we're in training. Are we in training as a profession, right?
When I came up, one of the last seminars I did was at
Life West,
LifeWest for the students. When I came and spoke to the student assembly, I thought the students were on point. Again, like out of a group of, let's just say 50 people, and there might have been like one or two where maybe they just weren't necessarily mentally there. But this game has the physical component. It also has the mental component. But I think they're from the time when I was in school, which was, I graduated in 2000. So now like what, 24 years ago. The movement right now, like there's so many more students who are training. Some of the training programs might be better than others in terms of like what they're delivering, and then some of the other training programs are actually just a refined version of what's already
But I will tell
being
you this,
taught.
even I will tell you 45 years ago, 46 years ago, when I was in school, we were training because that was the deal. It was always the art. Everyone wanted to get out and adjust and do that. But when you go into practice and you're there for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I won't let anybody check my spine if they haven't done two technique seminars in the last 12 to 18 months. It's just how I am. My wife, you know, Dr. Mary checks my spine, but if I'm somewhere on the road or whatever, I need to get checked, you know, I'll always just ask them, hey, before I even ask them to check me, because I don't want that to be a precursor for them. I always say to them, hey, when was the last time you did a technique seminar? You know, and, you know, because I want someone who's trained. I want someone who's refining and constantly trying to
I feel
get
you.
Better.
And I feel like there are people, there are chiropractors who view the path of the chiropractor as kind of a sacred path, and they train the art, they train their body, they train their mind, they train all facets and aspects of being a chiropractor. I mean, like, I still am waking up, like, I'm waking up early in the morning, and we do a family bed. We got four people, and sometimes, you know, little Benjamin Stone's up a little. He's barking a little bit more these days because he's not getting some nighttime feedings anymore. He's been cut off. But I'm still waking up sharp. Got the meditation, got the breath work, got the yoga going, doing my strikes, and then I'm in my office, and then I have my own routine here. So there are chiropractors who look at the delivering an adjustment kind of like as if they're a jujitsu practitioner. And once you get the black belt, you don't go, here's my black belt, it's on my wall, and you stop showing up. So if you do this, if you adjust, you have to deepen your exploration and your evolution. I've kind of veered more towards the structural aspect from the techniques standpoint, the art standpoint. I haven't gone too deep into the tonal work, although I appreciate it. Maybe as I get older and my body starts feeling, you know, what it's like to do full days of, you know, up to like three digit adjustments, then maybe I'll be like, all right, let's do some contacts. Yeah. But
So talk about this then. Talk about what happens. What makes the difference between that something special adjustment? You mentioned it just a little while ago about you know, the it being inside and being set. You know, how do you teach somebody to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think it's a lot of people. It's already inborn. The wiring is already there. You just have to have different ways to access the wires. I run hot. I've always kind of liked to do things. I get information from you, this source and that source, and then I would try to like make it my own. And what I found with regards to one of the best, I should have listened to my teachers a long time ago and just did what they said. But anyways, the circuitry is already there. You have to access it, and it's not difficult. So been focusing on, for my own personal practice, accessing different points in my body, creating lines of energy through awareness, through the breath. And it just comes down to like getting more subtle, more aware. How can you create like that state of awareness? And that's the difference between chiropractor A, who's got all of the gifted ability, but doesn't have like that. She or he is not 100% boom, aligned, connected, energized, through their breath, through their roots, through their core, or, you know, those kinds of things. But then you have the chiropractor who has that extra piece of connection.
Right.
Sensitivity might just be the easy word. They're sensitive and they've got the physical skills and their heart is open and they have empathy and they're aware that their nervous system's ability, you know, or their state of their nervous system and how they interact with another person's nervous system, whereas another person is just a physical person.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I love what you just said. And I think what it really comes down to is just that they're all in. Like, you know, whatever they're doing to prepare, like you do your breath, you do this. I mean, when you're adjusting, you are just right there. Adjusting. There's nothing else. It's everything is blocked out. Where I've seen people looking all over the room and doing different stuff, and or listening to what's going on at the front, and they have all this other input coming in. And there's really a difference of having a focused adjustment, right? You know,
sure. And that's why, Dr. Ron, I I can't do open adjusting because I'd have my hands on and I'd see somebody come in because I'd feel them and I'd be like, hey, what's up? And then it's like you're talking, hey, what's up? So I'm like, you know what, for me, I needed to create these little chambers and pods to focus.
Yeah, I love it, man. Well, Jeremy, thank you, bro. I mean, you know, it's always a delight
always.
To see you. First of all, I ended up for our audience. I saw Jeremy was actually him and his family were at our home in Montana. You're visiting where I am right now, and I think it was at that time I said, "Man, who does your head?" You know, you remember that? I
asked
who
you
does your head
switched over
because
to
you know
the
we're
electric.
all kind of like the same mark here, you know. And you told me about the. You said, "Oh, I got a Braun, a wet dry."
Panasonic.
You had a Panasonic. I went to Costco. I guess I went the wrong way, but I got a Braun. And it was just like, you know, you were the one who turned me on. I was sitting there every 2 days, like with a razor shaving my head like this, you know, and, you know, we know that's not safe. It's not sexy. And, you know, you get one nick and, you know, your shirt's done forever. And
that's why I'm wearing black shirts.
That, I know, I got it. When you told me about that, man, it changed my freaking life. I'm telling you, the simple things in life, just to be able to go zit, 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 and then, man, walk away. It's great. But
I'm
you
glad I
look
could
great,
return the
man.
favor for everything you've given me. I gave you a tight haircut.
A tighter cut, man. But, you know, Jeremy, I'll tell you, it's just great to see you, and it's great to see you growing your family and your practice and your business
and
all the things that you're doing and that you're contributing to the, you know, to chiropractic, because I know you're just so bought in and you're so dialed in, you know. And if you and any of our viewers ever have an opportunity to be in West Hollywood, is that where you are now?
West Los Angeles.
West Los Angeles.
West Hollywood's about 40 minutes away.
Okay, don't go that far
minutes,
west then.
Minutes.
I don't know which one's more west.
West side, close to the beach. If you're by
you're
the beach,
closer to Santa Monica, right?
Right there.
The Santa Monica area. Just, you know, make sure you go to just check in to see Dr. Jeremy. His information has been flashing all over. But thank you for being with us today. And it's a pleasure to see you, bro. I love you very much. And
to
our audience, thank you. You know, thank you for coming and listening to us. You know, week in and week out, man, we're dropping these every other week, these Life West, these leadership lines. And then on the opposite weeks, we do the Life by Life West with myself and my wife. And, you know, it's because of you, our viewership grows because you keep sharing this and spreading it around. So I appreciate that very much. And I know the profession does because it's what we're all about, right? Creating a brighter future for humanity, making change, and really being able to set this world right by having a free flowing nervous system so people can exhibit their optimal potential. It's what we're about as chiropractors. Ultimately, it's what's going to happen every time we deliver an adjustment. So thank you for being a big part of that, a big part of the movement, the revolution. And Dr. J, thank you for all that you bring to the table, man, training those new docs and just bringing them up to levels, man, where that they've got to be able to strive for so they can be the best that they can be. So I appreciate you. And to everybody else, from Dr. Jerry and myself, thank you for being with us today. And just remember, you are much more powerful, and so are the people you serve, much more powerful than they were ever led to believe. And let's just bring that power out, bring that strength out, and bring all the love that we have within us out so we can make this world better. From Dr. J and myself, we'll see you next time on the Leadership Line.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.